Darren was out with cousins and friends socialising in the early hours of Bank Holiday Monday morning last year, you know, a year to the day, pretty much, last Bank Holiday Monday in May last year. And he was walking home, having left the pub in the very, very early hours of the morning, around 1:45, 1 o'clock, and was basically approached by someone who was obviously very, very drunk and whatever else, and he assaulted Darren, and Darren landed on the floor head first, and unfortunately, after a week of fighting to survive, he died. The impact is still there; it'll always be there. I don't think it'll ever, you know, it'll continue to change as time goes on. I think from my parents' point of view, they've lost one of their sons. From my point of view, I've lost my brother. I don't have a brother anymore. That took some time to get my head around that, really. For my brother to go out for a drink with friends and family on a bank holiday weekend evening and not come home again is shocking, it's disgraceful. And for it to happen in a village that we've all grown up in, where we should all feel safe and secure, it makes it even worse, really. So, yeah, I think that from that point of view, a young man to have his life stolen from him, and that's what's happened, it's been stolen, for his family to be cheated of a son, brother, father, nephew, cousin, uncle, I just can't put into words. I think there's bitterness, there's resentment, there's anger, there's frustration, all the emotions that I'm sure you'd expect. I think that, you know, we've been cheated by the justice system, not by, you know, we've been cheated by him because of what he's done and the consequence of what he's done, but we've been cheated by the justice system as well. You know, the reality is, I mean, maybe you shouldn't compare things because different things impact on different people. You can go into a bank and you can rob a bank and not hurt a single person and be locked away for 8 years. You can kill someone in the middle of a street and you can be out of prison in 22 months. How can that be right? I think the fear for us as a family is that man's going to be coming back into our community, and he's going to be living 2 miles away from where my brother lived. He's going to be living 2 miles away from the majority of my family. He's going to be living less than a mile away from where he killed somebody. He's going to be back in the community, surrounded by my brother's friends, family, the community at large that knew my brother really well, and we'll just get on with his life in front of our eyes. And that is something I just cannot get my head around right now. And it's very difficult. I, you know, hand on heart, do I think the person who killed my brother meant to kill him? No. Is he meant to hurt him? Yes. But he's not meant to kill him, and I do accept that. I don't have the answers. I think there's a lot of people paid a lot more money than me that are paid to think of these things. I think we've got a real cultural problem in our society now where people think it's okay to get absolutely blotto in drink and anything else they seem to be taking, and feel it's okay just to belt someone because they're not happy about something that's been said, because they don't like someone, because they don't like how someone's looked at them, or whatever the case may be. What's the preventative for anyone who's doing this type of thing? Ultimately, there's been a drunken dispute that's happened. As a family, we'll never get to know the ins and outs of it all or why it happened, but some sort of drunken dispute has taken place. Someone has felt it's appropriate to just belt somebody, and someone's died as a consequence of that. What has he got? 22 months. Really? It's not enough of a punishment for me. But what is justice? You know, you could give him life, but it doesn't bring my brother back, does it?